St. Mary's University students honored 81-year-old veteran Lieutenant Colonel Adolf Fesselhoft. He was one of 139 American children sent to internment camps during World War II. Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame has a story.
The Crystal City internment camp opened in 1943 to house families of Japanese, German, and Italian descent, most of whom were American citizens. Described as an internal security measure during World War II, Crystal City has since been acknowledged as a racially motivated violation of civil liberties. Adolf Wesselhoft was 6 years old when he arrived at the camp. Shortly after, he and 138 other American-born children were deported to Germany, a war zone totally foreign to them.
In Crystal City, I had learned German, supposedly, but I really didn't learn it very well. So when I got into Germany, I went back to first grade again. And so it took me 3 years to get through first grade.
When Wesselhoft was allowed to return to the U.S., he enlisted in the Air Force and rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel. Nicole Johnson, a freshman at St. Mary's University, has spent the last few months studying Wesselhoft's life.
He has given me a totally different facet on history. Everybody knows the German side of World War II, but no one knows about this, and it's my chance to get the story out from a German-American's perspective.
Wesselhoft and his family are hoping that German-American internment will be recognized by the U.S. government. They'll be touring cities around the country starting this week. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.